is compared to last year's being one of the young guys, and what do you think just overall the receiving core?
I didn't practice last spring because I was a freshman, but coming into fall camp, it was just working hard, just trying to progress to get what we need to be. As Coach said, we're getting better every week. Every day we come out here, we try to get better.
You said that Coach also saying you didn't have too good of a day last practice, but you came on strong. How do you find that consistency as a young guy?
Just working hard. I try to just catch some balls before I come out here to get my hands ready already. So I caught a little extra balls today. Hopefully, it paid off.
What do you find is your biggest strength thus far in your career? Is it the jump ball? Is it your route running? What would you say your strength is right now?
Just hands and trying to stay with my technique because I'm not the fastest guy out there. So I try to use more technique on them.
What do you think the way that you finished last year? I know you got some more reps as a true freshman, but what was the big carryover that you took from last season coming into the spring, and how do you want to carry that over to 2015?
Getting bigger. I was kind of small last year. I weighed 175, so I put on a little weight. I'm like 190 right now, so just keep putting on weight. That's what I'm trying to focus on right now.
Has that affected your speed or quickness or anything at all?
Nah, because Coach Hester is the best in the business, so he's getting me right.
What's the target weight?
205, 210, that's what I want to be at by graduation.
Who are some of the other guys you look up to that have helped you along this way? Any veterans?
Yeah, Paul Turner and Sterling Griffin. When Sterling was here, I worked with him on more technique. And when Paul was here, I catch balls with him every day. So that's people I look up to.
How fast has the receiving core gotten used to Jeff?
Pretty fast. When Jeff first got here, I mean, he was like, let's go throw balls. So we throwing balls, we're getting used to Jeff, and we're not overshadowing Ryan either. So we're out there with Ryan and also Price Wilson.
How do you think the dynamic of the group can mesh well? I mean, you got Carlos, who's a big deep threat, one of the faster guys in the league. Trent's really good in the slot. You know, you got some guys that can go up and get balls. How do you think collectively y'all can form one of the better receiving cores in the conference?
You can say we'll have everybody to do something. We'll have inside Shake and Bake Trent, we'll have Lowe's down the field, we'll have red zone threat, and we'll have Paul Turner. So we can pretty much do anything we want as offense.